Radio Sputnik.
Well, Doctor, it's good to have you here. Now, many people are looking forward to Monday. It seems as if the talks between Greek officials and representatives, European representatives, will take place over the weekend. But today, the Greek officials will meet with representatives of the Troika. What do you expect from these talks?
Well, I think it is quite possible that a solution and an agreement will be reached. I think both the Greek government is starting being more pragmatic, and the same applies to the EU partners and also the IMF. So although it has been tough negotiations, and there were some points during the week when it was felt that things were not going that well, I think this was part of the negotiations, really, and I would expect that they will find an agreement within the weekend.
Well, I take it that you're very positive that there will be a that Greece will stay inside the Eurozone then, and that they're able to find a solution to this problem.
Well, in reality, the government cannot do much differently, because the latest polls still show that 75.6% of the population wants to stay in the Eurozone. So even if people are opposing austerity, they still want to remain in the Eurozone, because this is also part of the identity of Greece. It's the feeling of being in the heart of Europe. So the government has to find a solution and has to get to a negotiation and to really find a compromise. And I think the same applies for the European partners. They don't want to see Greece exiting the Eurozone, because this would cause many problems to the Eurozone itself, to the economy in Europe, and to other countries that could follow. So, yes, I am quite optimistic that there will be a solution.
But isn't that the conundrum that the people are facing there? Because on one hand, the Greek population itself, as you mentioned, seemingly wants to stay inside the Eurozone. Mm-hmm. Although Syriza just ran on an anti-austerity platform, and that's what they were elected to do. So how could Syriza return to the people and say, well, about that anti-austerity thing, not going to happen? You know, so, you know, I don't see how they can not go back to people without having some results.
Yes, I think you're very right to say that there is a paradox here. How do you stay in the Eurozone and at the same time stop with austerity? I think this is what is the heart of the negotiations. At the moment, what we hear is that the government is agreeing in approximately 70% of what was there in the memorandum. But this is mainly the more structural reforms that have to do with tax evasion, that have to do with reforms in the public administration, and no more austerity. So this is what they're trying to negotiate with the partners, to carry on with structural reforms that have to do with boosting the economy, bringing in investment, but not to impose any more horizontal cuts. So I think, and also they are very, very careful not to include in the agreement labor market reforms. So they want to keep the labor market control and not to flexibilize it any further. So I think if they manage to get this, people will be accepting it. So because you know, austerity has already been going for a long time, but you know, to stop it here and start changing something structurally will be seen positively. So I don't think it will be so difficult. Even if they manage to get a few things out of negotiation, I think they will be able to sell them back in Greece.
So what you're suggesting is that the Tsipras will go and he'll have, let's say, 10 different points. 5 of them he will stick to, and 5 he will use to negotiate on, so that he can go back to the people and say, this is what I came back, this is what I can deliver.
Yes, I think that's what I expect. And at the moment, it's also important to remember that they do have a lot of support in Greece, even from people that didn't vote from them. So again, polls show that around 70% of the population is behind the government in the negotiations, and they are happy with the way the negotiations are going up to now. So there is a positive feeling that at least somebody is standing for their rights, and it's not just accepting what the European partners are suggesting. So the climate is quite positive, And I think this will help them to manage to go back with less and not with everything.
Well, let me ask you this. What decisions could be made during the during Monday's meeting of the EU finance ministers? What will they be looking at specifically on Monday?
Well, they have to find an agreement in the immediate financing of the Greek economy, which will be linked with a program. Yeah, they call this a midterm program. So the government wants a program that will last until June, and will allow them to have further and more in-depth negotiations with the partners about the future of Greece in the Eurozone and the more detailed reforms that have to take place. So in reality, what they need to agree is the immediate steps until June, and for the Eurozone to agree to give some breathing space and a loan to Greece, which won't be the final solution, but will be until June. So they're not negotiating everything on Monday, yeah? They're trying to find a solution for the next few months in order to have the space to negotiate. So I think they will manage to do that, given that there is already a program that they're discussing upon.
But isn't the, if I follow you correctly, this is yes. The idea that this is the bridge financing where they're just going to extend for a certain period of time and basically come back at some point in time in the future, be it 3 months or 6 months, mm-hmm. to try to restart the negotiations. But if I understood this story, the idea is that the Europeans are saying, well, you know, what's going to change? I mean, it's not necessarily that we'll be able to find an agreement in 6 months or 7 months. So basically, we're just going to give you money for a very short period of time. But what happens after that?
Yeah, I don't think they're planning to stop the negotiations. I think the idea is to carry on the negotiations during the whole period and to also, and I think they call the negotiations this interaction that will be going on during the whole period between the Eurozone and the European partners and the Greek government. So it will be a period that the European partners are observing what's going on in Greece and whether actually the new government means what it says and if the reforms are starting or if they are really implementing what is there. And the Greek government will be getting accustomed to the European partners and to all the negotiation phase that will be taking place. So yes, of course, some countries will be reluctant and some of the partners will be reluctant. But the messages that we are getting even today from Moscovici, for example, who is the commissioner for European for economic affairs in the European Commission, is that this is what they also prefer. They don't want to see a sudden death. They don't want to see Greece out of the Eurozone just now. They prefer to give this breathing space and to carry on negotiations during this process.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Mm-hmm. We have about 2.5 minutes. And okay. Given that the stakes are high for both sides and decisions have to be made sooner or later, probably sooner is better, mm-hmm. What is the most probable outcome of the standoff between Greece and the EU?
Well, I think this the words will be changing. Maybe we won't be talking about the continuation of the existing program, but we will be talking about a similar program. They're already talking about 70% being similar to the previous program. So some funding for the immediate future, and from the side of the Greek government, structural reforms in issues such as quicker justice decisions, a more effective public administration, a better tax system, cutting down tax evasion. So this is the direction that things are taking. So I think this is what we are hoping to see in the next week.
Okay, well, let's talk about worst case scenario here. What if they're not able to come to agreement? What could happen?
Well, if they don't, if they're not able to get into an agreement, it means that the Greek government took a very risky route, and it will mean that the Greek economy will very, very soon suffer from lack of funds. So that will be the end of the month. So I think in reality they will have to find a solution, a different solution, until the end of the month. Because if not, they won't be able to carry on funding the economy, paying the salaries, et cetera, et cetera.
But exactly,
because the stakes are so high, I don't think we will get there, but yes.
But following this route, there has been talks that maybe China or even Russia could step in to give some type of short-term relief.
Well, I wouldn't be able to answer to that because I don't know so much how these negotiations are going, or if there are negotiations. I know that there have been visits with Russia, but also now the Chinese Prime Minister has invited Tsipras. Obviously, they're looking for other alternatives, but also for strengthening their relationships with other big powers in the world. But there is not something concrete at the moment there to be able to discuss, really.
Well, on that note, I'd like to say thank you for joining us. It was a pleasure having you here, and I'd love to have you back in the future. Speaking to us live from Brussels was Dr. Stella Lati, a member of the Executive Committee of the Greek Politics Specialist Group and a senior lecturer at Queen Mary University of London.